la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS? Like if things don't go exactly as planned, the whole world is going to come crashing down. Trust me, I've been there. We all have those days where we grip the steering wheel a little too tight, convinced that only we can make everything run smoothly. But here's the thing. Life rarely goes according to plan, and clinging to control can actually be more stressful than letting go. Today, we're diving into the powerful concept of surrendering control not in a passive way, but as a conscious choice that frees us up to truly alive. It's about recognizing what's within our power and accepting what isn't. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start your journey toward letting go. Number 1. Recognize your limits. We can't control everything, folks. The weather, other people's choices, even traffic, those are outside of our realm. Trying to micromanage every little detail is exhausting and ultimately futile. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your reactions, your attitude, your actions. Ever been stuck in that dreaded traffic jam, fuming away? You can't change the situation, but you can choose how you respond. Maybe put on some music, listen to a podcast, or even use that time for some mindful breathing. See, you still have choices. Number 2. Embrace uncertainty. Life is full of surprises, both good and bad. But embracing the unknown doesn't mean being reckless. It means approaching challenges with curiosity and flexibility. Think of it like this. When you're rigidly attached to a plan, you miss out on unexpected adventures that could lead to amazing outcomes. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to letting go of control. When your mind races ahead worrying about what might happen or dwells on past regrets, it steals your focus from the now. Mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help you ground yourself and appreciate the present experience. Number 4. Trust the process. This one is a tough one for many of us, but remember that things often unfold in ways we don't expect. There's wisdom in letting go and trusting that even if it doesn't feel like it right now, everything is happening exactly as it should be. Think about it. Sometimes the most unexpected details lead to the greatest discoveries. And finally, number 5. Remember your values. When faced with a difficult decision or an uncontrollable situation, aligning your actions with your core values can bring clarity and peace. What matters most to you? Kindness, honesty, integrity? Let those values guide your choices, even when things get tough. So, picture this. You're planning a weekend getaway with friends. You meticulously map out every detail, the restaurant reservations, the itinerary, even the playlist for the road trip. Everything's perfect, or so you think. On the day of departure, one friend cancels at the last minute due to a sudden family emergency. Your carefully crafted plan crumbles like a stale cookie. What happens next? You could spiral into frustration and despair, lamenting the ruined weekend. Or you could choose to adapt. You could call up another friend, maybe change the destination slightly, and embrace the spontaneity of the situation. Remember those core values: friendship, adaptability, open-mindedness. They'll guide you towards a more enjoyable experience, even if it's not the one you originally envisioned. Today's episode boils down to this. Letting go of control isn't about becoming passive or giving up. It's about consciously choosing where to focus your energy and accepting that life is a beautiful dance with both planned steps and unexpected twirls. Remember, you've got this. Go out there, embrace the journey, and let me know what you think. Share this episode with your friends who are always striving for perfection. Leave a review if it resonated with you, or hit me up on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep on stoking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.